This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of law have been met with posting of meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed for our clerk and for the couriers and for the media. At this time, I ask everybody to rise to present the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Roll call.
Mayor Burke.
Here.
Council President Bowman is absent. I'm sorry, he is here. Councilman Petty is absent. Councilman Frangicelli is absent. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Berchovitz.
Here.
All right, need a motion to approve the October 10th, 2023 regular meeting minutes.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Bowman.
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hersey?
Yes.
Okay. This time I'd like to jump right into the oath of office for patrol officer Darian Munster and patrol officer Selena Petrie. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear full faith.
That I will bear full faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in the state.
And in the state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will impartially.
That I will impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of.
All the duties of.
Control.
Control.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Further.
And justly perform
all duties
of patrol officer.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I'm at 22 Hamilton Street. That's my business address.
Yes.
You need my home address?
Nope.
No need.
That's your giving camera.
Okay. I have been very stressful. Very, very stressful what's going on right now in the town. In 2007, I applied to open my business, which is laundromat. They denied, but for the first meeting and the second meeting, they approved because we are qualified because we have parking. Me and the landlord fight for it. So we will have 94 parking total. In Bambrook Township at that time, give me a resolution with 10 parking spaces. And the four businesses next to me, each of them have 5. And you don't care giving the developer approval to take my parking away. Is that fair? What are you doing right now? To the poor people, the hardworking people, that making a little money for survive, making a little money for the family, You took that away. What if the people do that to you? Think about it. You're making people $1 million get might be more money and killing the people like me. What is going on here? Think about how many buildings gonna go up, and think about small business. The owner itself got no parking space. Where are they gonna park? Where? Can you please give me that answer? You want me to park like a mile away and walk into my business? At night time? Is that dangerous? Walking a long distance to your parking?
Well, also with all the laundry to your business, that's not, doesn't sound practical.
I'm not even go there yet,
oh,
sir.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you pushing me to spend so much money to hire my lawyer, to hire my everybody to fight for a laundromat business open. And you wasn't going to give it to us, but because we have parking. Now you don't care about parking. Why? Why? You don't care about parking now. Even 100 small businesses in town, owner who's running the business. I'm not even talking about customer. I'm not even talking about people coming far away to here, to this town, to enjoy what the beauty of it. You agree? Where are they going to park? And you think the town's going to be successful? Whoever, if you're killing us today, you're going to kill the people coming to take over my space. What if I'm out of business? Somebody coming over, right? Ran over my space. And there is no people because no parking. And you're killing the small business. You're killing anybody. You don't think that. Everybody, everywhere I go, and you go, you apply for something. Number one that they requesting is what? You tell me. Parking, right? Mm-hmm. Number one, they're going to say, where are you going to park? Where? So we have to prove it. We have to do all kind of work to prove to the town that we are having parking. Look at Somerville. They have a beautiful town. They're making the developer, which is Edgewood Property. You know that company, right? They're making 560 parking for public. Where are we? Are we having that here?
Mm-hmm.
And my parking, my customer parking the street, unload their clothes, the tickets coming right at their window, windshield. I have my own ticket too. I run in like an idiot. I run into my office, get my stuff, came out, the ticket on my window. And someone is going to speak for me that put the side loaning duck. I am allowed to have that? Or somebody have a power to have that side on the parking like that? Who? You think you have power and you do whatever you want to do this? Think about your own business. Think about your own family. We love to have people. We love the town to be successful, to be nice, everybody come here. But you come here without parking. That's no good. You think about this, you think about a positive way, you have to think about the negative way. So you have to balance it out. That's how you do it. So what I'm doing today, I talked to the landlord. I'm suing them. They have not the right to do that. They don't care. They are $1 million. My business lost right now, $7,000 a month. That money is my profit. $7,000 a month, I'm looking at that money for my family, to feed my family. You took it away. Why are you doing this? I don't mind having the builder coming in. You're protecting them. You're giving them the approval for what? For your benefits? For your own benefits? And you don't care about a small business of poor people? Where are you coming from? You coming from a rich family? That's why you don't care? If you coming from a poor family, if you coming from an immigrant, you know how to feel. You started with zero. Now you up there, you don't care about the bottom people no more? How does that work? You, think about that. Think about your Spanish people. But have you ever had that feeling? Or you up there right now, you don't care about us.
Maybe.
You, God make you, make everybody the same. You're lucky. You're lucky than anybody else. So please share that lucky with somebody that need it. Share that. Don't hurting people. You're hurting people, you're hurting yourself. You know that? What go around, come around. You believe that? That's American language teaching me that. American English teaching me that. What go around, come around. You believe that language? It's hurting me. I'm so stressful. The day that the landlord calling me, we are closing our parking. And the day I couldn't sleep until now. If that bad news go to you, what are you going to do? You have the power to control this, but you didn't. Why? You didn't control what's going on. What is the benefit of you? There's something benefit. Gotta be. What kind of benefit? Gotta be something. I'm telling you, gotta be something in one of you. What kind of benefit that you getting? We don't know.
Well, in the case of the federal property, I guess that was all that was all private property. So they purchased it, they did it. I mean, this happened probably 2 years ago.
Before I was on council, before you were on council, the zone, yeah, the plans were changed to accommodate, right, what the developers want, right? I mean, I don't know how else to say it, you know?
Before giving approval, you have to look at the history.
Yeah.
You have to look at the record. Mm-hmm. What's going on was 10 years ago, 15 mm-hmm. years ago. Then you have to think about it.
I mean, we permit some of these developments to pay in lieu of parking, right? So they can pay the borough for parking. They don't have to have spaces. They can pay for the parking.
Think about the people living upstairs on the apartment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they.
If they pay for meter, there's income losing coming to your pocket.
I don't recall the parking situation with that Hamilton Street, but I know that there's spaces. They are going to have some parking within the building, I believe, and then they gave money to the borough to have parking elsewhere. So there's
right now everything too late.
Yeah, you're right.
But I'm going to ask you anything that you do. I know you want a nice. I know you want everything to be the right way for everybody. But what you're doing right now is not. Where were the people who live on the top, the retail on the bottom, right? Apartment on top. So where that people park? You charging them for the meter? And can it afford? You want to kick the poor people out and get the rich people going here? I don't think so. That's the wrong way. People are not stupid. They are thinking the same way they need parking. Hear what I heard. Are you guys planning to close the Hamilton Street? To do like a walk, like a travel walk thing? Is that going to come up? Can you guys answer me that?
There is a plan for that, yeah.
You are planning for that?
There is a plan, an award-winning plan, but yes, a plan nonetheless.
And you don't think about this business going to be dead?
No, I think the opposite.
That's why it happened today like that?
What?
That's why you let it go? That's why you allow people doing what they're doing right now? You think it helped?
Because I think
it's helping me.
I think you were asking me a question. I'm sorry. If you were asking me a question, yes, and you can almost see every model of that work.
It worked for your benefits, I think.
I think it works for all our benefits.
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't have to agree with me.
It's working for your benefits.
Okay. I see one in Somerville that has a laundry mat.
You can't compare Somerville to this. Come on.
Okay. So you
got to think.
So just keep it the way it is?
The business not running your business.
I'm just asking you a question. Keep it as it is?
The traveling, the car, everything.
I just wanted to ask, can we keep it the way it is? Just the way it is? Because that's not beneficial to everybody in this community.
Sir, you have
to... We live here, too.
You have to do everything at one at a time to see how it goes first. What are you doing right now? Let the fingers with it. To see how the tower goes. And then you can control, and then you know, and then you see...
By the way, sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just in case, you did ask a question, where are you going to park? There's a parking lot being proposed right now that we already bought the properties a half a block from me, or a block away from me.
I heard that.
Okay, so
that's... A block away from me.
One block.
And people down that block...
It's like 600 feet, by the way.
Sir.
I'm just telling you, because I'm right there, too.
Sir, I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I do walk.
I do all the time.
600 feet away when every day working?
I walk.
Are you walking with carry stuff?
Yeah.
Be honest then. Carry heavy stuff? No. What are you telling me? You're not honest. You're carrying 100 pounds to 400, 500, 600 feet?
If you let me finish, the award-winning plan also took into account existing businesses. At the top of the street, almost immediately, 22 feet from your doorstep, there's a drop-off zone. Am I wrong about that?
How many
22 feet, that's like from here to the door. Now you're being ridiculous.
What people look close on the street, right? You're making things like, I think it's about what?
Your existing parking was like 70 feet from there. So I'm giving you a better solution.
I think about 200 feet maximum from the main street to the end of that building, the theater room there, like 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
People are there in 200 feet.
One block.
You think people hanging over there 200 feet? You close the whole thing up?
What?
200 feet in the air that you're going to close. What you're going to create? That's the question.
Something special, I think.
What kind of special?
How many
people can hang in over there? And you're guessing.
I'm not guessing. I'm using other models. Everywhere this is done, it's done in Westfield. It's done in Newark. It's done in Jersey City. It's done, and I know not. None of those.
You sold the town parking for cheap for the developer, and you spent double money to buy a different parking lot. What is it for?
True. Parking.
But why are you selling the parking lot?
All right. So this is no longer a comment section?
You know what I'm saying?
I tried to answer your question for you.
No, you did something wrong.
I'll argue with you afterwards, but we shouldn't do this during the meeting.
Okay. 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 If that's going to happen, the reason I'm asking that, because if that's going to happen, I have to close that out of my business. Because right now I'm negotiating with the landlord for asking them for help. If that's going to happen, so I'm going to be out. I'm not negotiating anymore. Because I know my business needs parking. At least somebody can drive in a ton and drop their clothes. I know that's what I need. So my question for you, that plan going any farther, where is it going to be now? Are your guy gonna go forward, and how long that gonna be? Any idea what is on the table now, or can you please, guy? Anybody can help? Simple question.
Nothing been finalized or approved. That's my opinion. So that's not definitely happening, and instead it's not happening. So I don't know what the timeline for that would be. If anybody else knows any better.
Can you?
Me? You just have the mayor tell you that stuff. What do you mean?
Exactly. So, because we received a federal funds from it, it's actually going through a federal process. The plan to be the last year was about to be funded in last year's federal budget. That is when our state preservation office asked for a historic review. We just passed that historic review. The final plans are based on Chabot's comments. Those plans are being sent to Chabot. Those final plans are being sent to Chabot, to which we are expecting their sign off on. So we are expecting for that project to be funded in this several years.
This year.
This current federal fiscal year. As you might remember, this is the one where we received a congressional grant of $2.2 million.
So you're going to be receiving the fund from the state?
From the federal government.
Where we're going for that project? So it's on. So is there any danger of that keep moving on?
It's in the process. Right? It was approved. We received two grants, and then we received a $2.2 million grant for that. Again, that was 2 years ago. Congressional spending bill. You may remember.
Okay. My last question for my customer at this point, at least, if you can control this, I'm asking you for help. If my customer loaning their clothes, give them a tan and a thrift, is that possible? They have to unload their clothes in the fundamental business.
Like a 10-minute loading zone?
Yeah.
There's one across the street. And everybody uses it. I know that because I have a business right there. Everybody uses it all day long.
So you over there, you know.
I know. That's why I disagree with you.
They never open it.
I know that. I go around the corner and people move.
So why, what you answer me is it's nothing.
But some, most of the time, people are going into your business.
Sir. I know across the street, there is parking.
No.
I know that. I understand, I know that. I'm not blind. And you know how it's always full. Once in a while you're lucky. You got a bigger spot. You can't tell me there's money over there. I know what you're saying. Can you please just give us something? If you can help big, you help little.
We'll look into that. If it's a possibility, we'll reach out to you. But I don't know that we can settle anything right now.
I know, you can't just help me just like that. I'm not a king. I'm just a little guy. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to me.
No,
then please help and do the best for everybody. Do the best for the town and do the best for everybody. It's not only benefiting your pocket. Please. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for taking time.
You all have a good night.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. On to the introduction of ordinances. First reading, ordinance 2023-52, an ordinance amending and supplementing chapter 27 trees, sections 27-1.2, 27-1.3, and 27-1.6 of the revised ordinances of the Borough of Conway, section 27-1.2, tree removal and replacement. We have a motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
We have a second. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-53, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 17, Property Maintenance Decree, Section 17-21.1A, infestation of the revised ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg requiring trap and bait for two families, multiple dwellings, commercial buildings, restaurants, and apartment buildings. We have a motion to pass.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-54, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 17, Property Maintenance of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg, Section 17-14.8A, Private own salt storage to prevent stored salt and other solid de-icing materials from being exposed to stormwater. Do we have a motion to pass on first reading?
Motion.
Second. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Council Mata?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rushford?
Yes.
Okay. I'll set final reading, second reading of ordinances. Ordinance 2023-47, an ordinance repealing and replacing in its entirety Chapter 14, Building and Construction, Section 14-8, construction project approved by land use boards of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg. Would like the motion to open public comment.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on ordinance 2023-47? Hearing none, do we have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Do we have a motion to pass a second reading?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Any discussion on council?
No.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Council Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance 2023-48. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 7-12, parking time limited on certain streets of the revised ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to designate a portion of Mountain Avenue as 10-minute parking. We have a motion to open public comment.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on ordinance 2023-48? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion to pass second reading.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion. Just to clarify, this is for the post office, right?
Yes.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Burstick?
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-50. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 7-17, Residential Permit Parking of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to designate the entire length of East Street as resident parking. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on ordinance 2023-50? Hearing none. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a motion to pass second reading?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Yes.
Councilman
Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman
Richmond?
Yes.
Ordinance 2023-51, an ordinance authorizing a general improvement for the purchase and acquisition of security cameras, monitoring, and access control systems of the Borough of Bamberg and appropriating $99,063.96, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on 2023-51? Hearing none. Motion. What? Are you public? He's public, right?
No.
Motion to close public.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. Go.
I apologize. I might have to do this research all the capital ordinance to move higher is 384 for the regular board for capital ordinance. Sorry. I meant to
look at all that. No, you can't. I know, too. Write your answer on the back of
subject to we have enough votes, and if we don't, I'll let you know and it will be void.
Sure. It's four, right? It's four.
Google.
Yeah.
I Googled the statute, but it's a long statute and I can't work. It could be majority of the council as opposed to majority of those present is what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it'd be in the bylaws, right?
Not in the bylaws, it's a statute.
Oh, it is a statute.
Yeah, I have the statute, but it's, 400 and something pages on my phone. I can't word search the section I need.
If in fact we find out that it's...
This will be void.
My question then becomes, is it good enough for the clerk to then re-advertise a public hearing for November 28th as opposed to having to reintroduce
So why don't you just table it? And that's
yes,
the case.
Yes, you don't have to start over. You can do the second reading at the next meeting.
Okay.
There's a motion to table.
So table.
Wait, no. Motion is still on the table. Proceed.
Yeah, we'll still do it.
If it doesn't work, they can do it.
For our public hearing for the 28th,
and then that'll be our second reading.
To capitalize, yeah. I want to email myself a question. Say, hold on. Go ahead, give me the words. Vote needed for.
So, do we want to vote? Keep moving.
Yeah.
Huh? Let's vote, and then keep moving.
I'll let you know if and it's good or not.
I guess we can figure it out later.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Council Maldo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gershwick?
Yes.
Right. Pending. All right. Introduction and discussion of resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. A separate discussion is desired. The resolution may be removed by council action. We're talking about resolutions 2023-306 through 2023-317. Would anybody like any of these motions, these resolutions, work out separately?
Yep. 306 and 315.
306 and 315. Any others? All right. Let's start with 2023-306. Resolution approving and directing the mayor to execute and deliver an estoppel certificate for a financial agreement on behalf of the borough of Bamberg for Meridia Main Station Urban Renewal of Bamberg LLC, changed to Meridia Bamberg 532 Urban Renewal LLC for property known as 532 East Main Street, also known on the tax map as Block 2, Lots 1.02 and 1.06. We have a motion to pass.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion.
Which property is this that they are 532 is the new one downtown here?
We're in the Main Station.
Oh, the Main Station one. All right.
And out of curiosity, this is the estoppel certificate just means they're up to date with everything.
That's it.
They don't owe us anything. There's nothing outstanding. That's just for the purposes of rebranding, yeah. Correct? Yes, we've done this, I believe, in the past. So any reason not to? All right. Any other discussions?
I don't, and just for the record, I don't really think that we can, other than their back taxes, we can't just deny them.
No.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
How many votes are needed to pass it?
Well, for a resolution?
Simple.
It's just a simple majority. Oh. Right. This is just resolutions. All right. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Council
Maldo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gershwick?
No.
Okay. Resolution 2023-315. Resolution authorizing a change order to the professional services contract with Dakota Fitzpatrick and Cole LLP for municipal and labor attorney services. Do we have a motion to pass? We have a second.
Second.
Discussion.
That's the question. What was the unforeseen work? Is it what we just went into?
Because my understanding is that this is increasing the maximum amount from $300,000 to $350,000.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because we're right at that number?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So we're right at $300,000 now, but what's the unforeseen?
You still have a month and a half left in the year, and you still have to provide service.
Well, yeah, no, the sense of, okay, we thought we were owing this at $300,000.
Right.
Why did we end up buying it?
Yeah, I mean, that can be given in audit. That's going to be everything.
Is this my job?
Okay. Yeah.
So we've had a lot more personnel matters that we've been dealing with. We had a lot with litigation. We had a lot with redevelopment. I mean, it's just like all the work that we've been doing. We did the handbook this year. It's all of those things. It's not the things we plan on, which is regular attendance at meetings, resolutions, ordinance review. It's all those special things that pop up.
So just a question about the $300,000 and how we estimate that. So what their purposes? Is that just a
for the prior year?
I believe it was about 2 years ago that we previously been doing 250, and about 2 years ago we decided that wasn't going to happen.
So you went from 250 to 300 to try to avoid this resolution,
right,
that you probably had to do in years past to say, all right, we've already exceeded that cap. Let's build it in. And because of personal matter of litigation.
And if you do that with any professional planner or anybody, you'll have to do that at the end of the year so you can transfer money and allocate it properly in your budget to report to the state.
All right. Any other questions, comments? Roll call.
Councilwoman
Gomez?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Hirschbeck?
Yes.
All right. All right. On to Resolutions 2023-307, 308, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 314, and then 316 and 317. Do we have a motion to pass all of those?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Any unfinished business?
Hector.
Sorry.
Unfinished? New business?
I just want to bring up that we'll be having an annual Veterans Day ceremony September this Saturday. This Saturday, November 11th at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial on the intersection of Foster and Beaverhead.
It's Saturday, the 12th, yeah?
Saturday, the
11th. Saturday, the 11th at 12. 11. Until 12. All right. Any other? Approval of vouchers, Resolution 2023-318, resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $2,439,835. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman
Waldo?
Yes.
Councilman
Richard?
Yes.
Very good. Any last minute open to the public for comment? Otherwise, motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
8:17.